Hey, Richard, I'm here, and we're still at the pub. And it's time to start the podcast about gaming that barely talks about gaming at all.
Stop touching his nipples.
Guys, games.
Stop touching his nipples.
And nipples.
Beer!
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 Steer!
Steer! Beer!
Wait! Plus on the internet, Snake.
Wait!
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, okay. So, Rob, what's that subject?
First-person shooters. Have they been going downhill? Are you getting sick of the FPS shit? Oh, I'll tell you. I am.
I am
getting sick of the
shit. We're about to get tons of college.
Yes, right after my...
After Rob does his tirade, he'll
my prolapse.
Go ahead.
Right, right after my prolapse.
Are you having an anal prolapse?
Rip into the bros.
I hate cheaters, and I gotta tell you, first-person shooters have become dead of bullshit cheating.
Okay, so, what age group do you think is cheating the most? Is it bros? Is it the preteens?
Bros in age group.
Hey, you know, I don't know that's a generation.
They're a demographic, Ben.
No, I'm betting you.
I mean, 20-something and below.
Yeah, I'm betting the older
I'm guessing cheating. 30 and 40-year-olds generally
don't cheat. Oh, we can't, but we don't. We're not bitches.
I would say that right now, Ghost is probably the cheatiest cheat that ever cheated.
The cheatiest?
Specifically, the PS4 version, because, I'll bring this, the fact that I changed from PS4 to Xbox One, and the only reason I did it is because the controller's a shit, by the way.
Naughty.
But one of the reasons was, honestly, because PlayStation just does not ban consoles. Cheaters run with abandon on that game. It's really bad, and when I switched, everything changed. Yeah, you run into cheaters on Xbox Live. I'm not saying that there's no cheaters.
Right.
But what I am saying is there's considerably less when they'll take your damn hardware away and screw it up. And now you're going to have to just run emulators.
And that is a very good point.
$400 device.
Exactly. You're going to turn that $400 into a $400.
Right. So, but I think that is one of the major things. I think there's balance problems now. I think they made it a little bit too catered to people who spent all their time taking out their guns.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like the days of Halo when you could run up and grab a gun. And if somebody else grabbed it first, well, you're going to have to use the lesser gun, you know, and you're just going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to be a good player.
And
now you can just specialize one gun.
An arena-based shooter rather than a progressive.
I'll get to that when I come.
There's other first-person shooters that are similar to Call of Duty that still adhere to the old type of gameplay. All those block shooters, the ones that are based on, like, block-based engines, all of those are a lot more like the early Call of Duty stuff than they are like the later ones.
So again, if you're saying though, if they kind of went to that kind of engine, they or at least tried to follow the rules of that kind of engine, you think it would improve FPSing?
I don't mind the idea of having the depth, but they've got to work harder to balance it better. There shouldn't be two or three guns and two of them are paid for that are really, really good and dominate a match.
Yeah.
You should be able to pick up any gun and at least reasonably expect to kill somebody. I'm not saying
you
that.
You know, it's a gun.
It's a gun. It's a gun.
You know, but here it is.
You heard.
Going back to the original Halo, that's what Travis had a pistol. Travis could headshoot you once.
Anybody
to be fair, the pistol in the original Halo was like the
original. Two shots and you're dead. Yes. No matter where you hit him.
This is the example.
No matter where.
You get 30 bad headshots in the chest with a machine gun and be fine, but two shots with a pistol.
Right. You're dead.
Okay.
Dude, I took that.
See what happens is they shoot the first shot that goes through the armor, and then the second shot goes directly through that.
It's
right,
and
you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's got
space. That's why
space.
All right. In Halo 3, one time I ended up beating an entire team with just my handgun because I'm a good player, but because I can stand really still and hide. And I would just hide, and when they come up to me, and they would just keep running at me because they had me outnumbered. They killed me a few times, but they were getting killed like 5-6 times to my one. And it's just because I was smart enough to hide like a little bitch.
Right.
No, sorry, it's a,
I hid.
It's
like
an
a little bitch.
To do that.
Yeah. Why not,
yeah.
It happens
yeah.
to be old.
Thank you. Might I just side note that this is the one that Brian missed? Ha, Brian.
Hello.
We got
Hello,
Brian. Something Hello, that you love and you're not it. Here.
God,
sucks
hey,
to
wait.
Be Jew.
Halo was the best damn game ever. Man, I loved Halo.
I'll confess the secret love we have.
Let's all confess. Halo challenges. Laura.
I have a confession. I never liked first-person shooters.
You.
They make me dizzy, and they are. It's a terrible angle. Who decided that angle? It's terrible.
We're okay. Oh,
it's
over
God.
The
God.
I
do like.
You like the over the shoulder?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I can't. I don't like over the shoulder.
I don't. You have to.
I don't.
I don't like first person.
I don't
like
Gears
of War.
See, then that's
yeah.
The. Yeah,
no, I like my man disproportionately huge.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it suck if they all had like little.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, no, they do.
Wait, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That's what steroids do to
you.
You cycle promptly under the care of a doctor.
So, Laura, you don't like first person.
I don't like
first
person.
Because like, men all have that in the
beginning.
And big guns.
And I'm always looking at the sky, like I don't know where I am.
That was Darlene when she started. She was a flower from the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
She just water
Look
all
at
it
those
up.
Flowers. Now she's the deadliest camper that ever camped.
Yes. All right.
Wow. Look at those grunts.
I mean, I'm not surprised given your affinity for camping.
Yeah, I do love to camp.
Hey,
it is hilarious.
No, no, I mean,
and Darlene's affinity for killing things.
Yes. So
I mean, honestly, I've not been really into the whole FPS scene for the better part of a decade. I mean,
is it
most
they
of
suck?
My, no, I wouldn't say they suck. I'm just saying,
there's
not
there are
enough,
a lot of campers, Rob.
No, it's not even about campers. There's been very little innovation in the FPS genre in a long time. I mean, it's been.
Okay, no, I gotta. What about Massive Multiplayer?
What
about Massive Multiplayer?
Who cares about Massive?
What?
Yeah, Planetside. Yes, Planetside. The first one came out when I was in like middle school.
No, it didn't.
It's
been like it's been over a decade, and this, I don't know. Like I just,
I'm old.
Yeah, you're old people now.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the real thing is that okay. My like high school experience is defined by World War II FPSs. Let's shoot some fucking Nazis.
Call of Duty.
And then it turned into Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which was Call of Duty 4. That's misled numbers. Modern Warfare. Back when I guess it was probably
Call of Duty numbers.
19-ish, 8. I don't know. The point is, the genre has stagnated, and clearly, yes, that is the crux of what we're talking about here, but as for what we can do about it, I don't know.
Stop buying them, for God's sake.
Pretty much, yes.
Stop buying shit games.
Yes.
Stop buying shit games over and over again.
We spent twice the game's budget on marketing.
Because people who don't really play video games buy fucking
FPS. They do. Yes.
And they're like, oh, I'm a video game.
They're not even entertaining games.
And then they're like, I'm hardcore.
Look,
I'm not PS
good.
I got a Call of Duty tattoo.
I've always been.
It's a temporary tattoo, but it's still tattoo.
It's just. Stop producing the same shit over and over again, and God damn it!
You're gonna give Kevin a coronary, guys.
Really?
No,
I have.
I'm in the next
healthy part.
Stop it!
Right.
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 Right. Right. Right. Right. Aneurysm, then.
Kevin doesn't even talk about it.
You. God damn it, Kevin! That was about almost everything I could say.
Because I'm gonna go with Kevin on this one with Call of Duty, like coming down to like.
They used to have numbers.
I thought 4 was actually.
They used to have numbers.
4 was a great game.
Yeah,
and then
no,
start,
no shit.
And then instead of trying to change anything about the actual fucking game,
it was the same
they put an economy into it and a leveling system that made it stupid.
And now it's pay to win.
Right.
Oh shit. Well, it's just like, all right, hey, we're gonna make this cool game, and then we're like, wow, that game is really awesome. Let's do that again. Let's change the maps around and maybe like change the colors or something, man. And bring out new guns and new weapons and shit like that. It's the same goddamn game.
Call of Duty 5, Purple Edition.
Hey,
the same.
Call of Duty Fusion.
Yeah, but even though
you're
so much
Europe. The new one looks
Europe.
You mean Pokemon? But if you ask me, they're kind of like almost copy and paste all with the right.
You're drawing a dangerous line in the sand, Jerry.
The Pokemon, the Pokemon are not FPS, though.
No, but they're just
keep changing the color. They
just keep changing the color. Keep changing the color.
That's the topic for the next one. Okay, all right. Let's switch.
My Pokemon's a
bad you're up.
My Pokemon's just a dirty, dirty thing.
Holy shit. How did they make so much money off the same goddamn fucking game?
We're going
to be right back. The difference this time.
It's a sports game model.
Matt.
It's like Madden.
Yeah. They, I mean, really, they've just all converged, and all FPSs are the same, with some variation in player amount and map size.
Yeah,
they're gray and brown with specks of blood. Some have vehicles, some don't. All of them have cheating camping fuck targets. There's almost no difference.
Yeah, I
can
tell.
They're not the same thing. I'm just making a list of fucktards.
Oh, yeah.
It's a list of
fucktards. You're on the list.
Look,
don't work.
You made the list. Listen, damn it. I offered you s'mores. You didn't take them. You got shot. That's all I'm
going. Hey.
I should have said yes.
Okay. Me, DLC. That is what kills these games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you lost four, man.
Let's give you five, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, that is what's killing the first person shooter, okay? When I buy a game, I want the damn game. I don't want to buy a weapon that kills everybody because I should be able to earn that weapon.
Because you bought it at GameStop.
Thank you, exactly. I already bought the damn
game. On your GameStop credit card.
On your GameStop credit card.
Yeah. No, wait. I'm going to actually give GameStop props in a few moments here. It's going to kill you all.
Oh, God.
No, wait. I'm going to give it to you.
I want to hear it.
No, wait. Travis,
someone's going to die today on DLC weapons. It artificially adds. It gives people the impression that if you die, it's because the weapon is a lot of times, they're fairly balanced. I mean, there are definitely bad games. But
no, they balance
it out. That are not balanced. Yeah, that's the problem. No. You're right. Some of them.
I do say that's an exception, not the policy. A lot of times they don't release. It's usually reskins or stuff that has very little.
Call of Duty two guns were overpowered. Ripper's one of them. They have corrected it later on. They did.
Right, but it did show.
But it was much later on.
Yeah, and same with Hawken. Hawken had a few weapons you could buy that just cut through. You could.
It's time for
you
could.
You could. You can't really
Call of Duty.
Right.
You could.
You
but
can't
really Call of Duty.
Unless you steal somebody else's.
And the thing is it's really easy to come down to, this person has something that I couldn't really get. It comes, you just immediately think, hey, this person got it because they paid for it, blah, blah, blah.
They did.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can spend the time to get it as well.
I think it's okay
if you've got no life.
I think it's okay if it's something that you can get by playing. Like,
that's the point.
All right, but Call of Duty isn't that point.
You're gonna have to understand that, they're gonna have to make revenue somehow. And
we used to do this crazy thing. They used to make revenue off the game.
Yeah.
And then you would add to it so you keep people keep buying
the game. Time.
I don't really mind map packs as much as I mind the changing of the gameplay balance.
Right.
Screw the balance.
I do understand what you say though, how they have to make revenue though, because over time, being a game programmer and all that other, what it takes to make
the market's change.
It costs more per hour for those people to work. And I mean, back in the day, a game would be like 50, 60 bucks.
I'm going to interrupt. We were picking on GameStop, and before we go any further, I have another solution.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Okay, so, we've ripped GameStop a new asshole a few times on the show.
A couple.
I'm about to give them a little credit. So, right now at GameStop, for $15, they have the Samurai 2 Android controller. This is a really good controller for $15. It's a rechargeable Android style controller that can be both classic game controller or as we'll switch on, we switch to keyboard mode. So it will work with all your emulators, all your games. So far, I found it damn compatible. Maps just about
everything.
Well, does it work with MOGA?
MOGA sucks. I tried making my MOGA work.
I love MOGA.
I tried making my MOGA work with the Android. No, the
it's
MOGA.
It's easier to get a PS3 controller
thank
to work
you,
than
you.
To get a MOGA.
The MOGA works. No, the MOGA works great with MOGA games.
Right.
With nothing else. No. So, but again, $15. And this is not a sale price. This is $15. GameStop, rechargeable, decent, Android controller. So, I have a 15 to 20 minute special on RetroOps game videos about this particular controller.
And you should buy it. It's called the Samurai 2.
So you should go on RetroRobs and click the ads. Does anybody else like have anything they want to say about it?
I have one. I have a small one.
I just wanted to say that, like, when it comes down to, like, the first-person shooters and how, like, everyone's right. You know, we all pretty much said the same thing. It's kind of like they're just carbon copying the exact same thing and adding maybe a little thing that you gotta pay for or whatever. But I think there's still hope, because there's games like, what was it came on Steam? Warface just came out. It's free to play. There are some kind of, you know, and it runs on the CryEngine. There are some, you know, pay attributes. But most of them aren't that expensive, and to win the items in the game by just like playing, it doesn't take that long. It's actually a
pretty
good.
What is that long?
You know,
out of curiosity. Let's be clear here.
For the first gun, I was able to pay, I think, $5, I was able to buy it in, I think, like 10 or 11 games. And that's actually not that bad a lot of these games. You know, and I wasn't bad at it. You get more points per kill.
I wouldn't expect that from you.
I like these first-person shooters that are coming out that are adding mechanics. When you make a sequel, you should add something to the game. So I like these ones that add little mechanics. Like, Warface has that slide mechanic. You know, you can, like, you do this little slide maneuver. You can
do like, moves.
Yeah, and you have, like, tag team moves.
You
where
mean,
you can,
like,
somewhat out a building. You know,
like... Ghost
has a sliding mechanic. See, I'm not in that way, though. Not in that way.
Shit, Mass Effect 2 had a sliding mechanic. And that's totally
right.
I'm not, but
that's not the focus here. It's not that the sliding thing is what makes it. It's just that the point that it's like there are some that are coming out that are still true to those old, you know, like Counter-Strike and everything, you know, buy a gun, it's the exact same as everyone else.
The problem is that we're not talking about
faithless
to the old mechanics. We're talking about the genre has been stagnating. Like, there's
but
no
what
no
I'm
innovation.
Saying is there's still some. That's what I'm saying.
As a whole,
there is some still coming out.
Are just
they just need to bring them all together.
Largely popular, a lot like RPGs are. So you're seeing a lot of RPGs and FPSs coming out. They're very fairly easy to craft. That's the thing. But because it's popular, people can relate to them, people tend to buy them, people tend to be them. That's something that's true here. Like, and then people are gonna make them, and the more of them there are, the more likely that there is a percentage of them that are crap. Well, there are still good games out there.
Oh, sorry, like,
no doubt. I just think that here's the thing. I think if you're gonna make something pay to play or pay to win, make it free.
Right.
Don't make me pay for the games a lot for the game, full price for a game that I'm gonna then have to pay again to reasonably expect.
The bigger shit is still the matter.
Wait. Well, no, I'm talking specifically about Call of Duty, but the reason why I have to play that is because I want split-screen multiplayer.
It's
I'm
not
stuck.
For you anymore.
But I have to play split-screen multiplayer because I like to play with my wife. I'm stuck.
The point that I was getting to is that the masses that love these games now don't fully understand how it was and what a multiplayer FPS like originally was. They don't understand, you know, like 007 on N64.
Oh God, yes.
GoldenEye.
Yeah, everybody was fighting controllers on that bitch.
GoldenEye, whatever.
But it's just that the masses right now isn't, you know, they're not up to snuff on what an FPS shooter should be, and so they just keep, you know, buying and falling into this this is the next new one.
I'm sure if you could somehow break down like the actual numbers on it, I mean, FPSs have got to be single-handedly supporting out like the entire online gaming industry.
it's like wrestling.
No, I'm saying like there's no way that there's no way that everybody would be going out.
But there is
Xbox Live to play some other.
There
game
is a fairly easy way. There is a fairly easy way that you can fix. A
they
lot
made
of
the easy gaming industry.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like so.
There's a way to easily fix it, and we've been asking for it for the last three revisions of Guys Games of Beer. No,
we are the problem.
Decentralize the servers. Allow people to either play the official servers or play on their own servers so that you can have system operators who control the game.
Yes.
And I do that all the time. Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare, I still play it because I go on a server that is protected.
Yep.
That's why I still play the original
servers. Just make a new game that decentralizes the servers.
My turn. I'm going to talk to the camera. Hi, camera. My name's Alex. I like Borderlands 2 because I like gun porn. I like all the guns to be totally different, and all these other games are all, you're in a virtual reality, I don't need a real gun that's for real, I want guns that make no sense at all, and I just shoot things like crazy.
You know what?
Shit, like gun nuts. Porn!
You know what? They really should make a first-person shooter that has that kind of mechanic.
What, gun porn?
No, that has like...
Loadout.
Oh, I'm gonna have to try that.
Play Loadout.
I'll try Loadout.
It's a third-person shooter, but it's badass.
It's over shoulder. It's fantastic. I like that kind of thing.
Well, no, it's like
Loadout.
Loadout is awesome.
Same. Yeah, same.
Especially if it's working.
Loadout is actually very nice.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, because that's the kind of thing I think that it is.
It's a free-to-play game. Done.
It's right.
Done
very right.
Yes.
Oh my God. When you
check that out, because it sounds funny.
If TF2 and Quake had an incestual baby.
It would have been Loadout.
Classic, but
it would have been Loadout.
Definitely.
So I'm gonna go try blowing my load.
Check out Loadout. Check it out.
I feel like the first Borderlands maybe more.
Check out my load.
So all that said, I mean, you know, the thing I'd really like for first person shooter companies to do is, if you're not going to police your crap and you're going to let cheaters go rampant, do what Titanfall did and put them all in a room together. When you find out they're cheating, that is so messed up. Just put them all in a room with each other, all the cheaters. You don't have to get rid of them. They can buy their DLC. Or else, let people run their own damn server so they can kick off who they like.
That's the way to do it. Right. I mean, and that's why the original Halo works so well. And still works. Because you still have people running the original Halo servers on your system.
They
can
run
it
themselves.
You know, there's no cheating.
Mm-hmm. The problem is the modern modern console games like dedicated server functionality. Like, no, it doesn't exist anymore on modern titles. That's the problem.
No. They don't, because they don't put it in. You can
exactly,
still do it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from doing it.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the fucking cops. I'm talking...
Who let Kevin off the cage?
All right, that's it. I'm leading out.
Lead out.
We said so much about it, but, you know, we love guys. We love guys here at Guys Games of Beer. We really do.
All
yeah.
The guys.
That was really...
This has been Tip to Tip.
Mike Bryant, James!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.